is one of the tribes in Israel come and argue with him.
那么其中在以色列一个支派来到他的面前来和他争执。
You know, when you want to fight, nobody want to fight with you. When you won the battle, everybody come and say, why didn't you ask me to fight with you?
所以大家可能有这个经历，在你在征战的过程中，很多人不愿意和你一起去征战。当你赢了这个战争之后，很多人来说，为什么你不邀请我和你一起去征战？
When you're doing a project that is very difficult, nobody wants to help you.
当你做一个项目的时候，在这过程中可能非常的困难，没人愿意帮你。
After you make the project and successfully and people will come, hey, I helped you before.
那么当你的这个项目成功之后，很多人跑过来说，hey, 我当时也在这个项目里帮过你。
They don't want to do the work, but they want the credit.
他们不想去参与这个工作，但是他们要拿到这个荣耀。
That sounds like your boss.
这个看上去很像你的老板。
And that's what Ephraim comes and argue with, Gideon.
这就是以法连人来到基甸的面前和他一起来争执。
Why didn't you ask me to help you to fight?
那你当时为什么不叫我一起来参加一起来征战呢？
And Gideon was wise and skillful.
当时呢这个基甸是非常的有智慧，而且是非常的有外交手腕。
He handled the conflict with no problem.
他当时把这个争执化解得非常好。
Ephraimite was happy.
这个以法连人呢很高兴。
Because Gideon praised them.
因为基甸赞扬了他们。
So they get their credit.
所以说呢他们拿到了他们的那一份的功绩。
We are able to get this done because of you, boss.
说我拿到这个因为是你的老板。
So they are happy. So no more conflict.
所以呢这个基甸把这个争执很好的化解，没有任何的后面的问题。
And you need to learn from Gideon at your workplace.
所以在工作的时候我们应该向基甸去学怎样去化解这些争执。
What is there not, to like about Gideon?
那么看着他做这些事情他这么有能力，我们有什么对基甸不喜欢的呢？
And as we read, the verses earlier, when, Israel like won the battle,And they all come to Gideon and want him to rule over them. They want to make Gideon a king.
当这个基甸赢了这所有的征战之后，整个以色列人过来说，想让基甸成为他们的王。
That's chapter 8 and verse 22.
那么在第八章的22节。
There it says, Then the man of Israel said to Gideon, Rule over us.You and your son and your grandson also, for you have saved us from the hand of Midian. Gideon said to them, I will not rule over you. My son will not rule over you. The Lord will rule over you.
以色列人对基甸说，你既救我们脱离米甸人的手，愿你和你的儿孙管理我们。基甸说，我不管理你们，我的儿子也不管理你们，唯有耶和华管理你们。
That's somethingAdmirable about, Gideon.
所以我们看到这一点，我们对这个基甸又是充满了敬佩。
At the peak of his career as a fighter, he refused to rule over people.
在他的作为一个伟大的战士，在他的成绩的功绩的巅峰点，他拒绝去作为他的这些子民的王。
Chapter 8 verse 28 says, The land of Israel,Enjoy the peace for 40 years.
八章二十八节记载到在他制服这个米甸人之后整个以色列人享受了国中40年的太平日子。
And verse 33 says,
33节
As soon as Gideon died, the people of Israel turned again, war after the Baals.
33节讲到基甸死后，以色列人又去随从朱巴利行邪淫。
That means when Gideon was alive, people did not turn back to Baal.
但是这是什么意思呢？在基甸活着的时候，以色列民没有去拜这个巴利邪神。
So that's something good about Gideon.
这也是我们很敬佩基甸的其中的一点。
But there's a problem.
但是我们看到有一个问题。
When you read the story about Gideon chapter 6 to 8,
我们再重新读这个士师记的六章到八章，关于这个基甸的生平。
There's something not right.
这有一些呢，看上去有些不对的地方。
There's something not right about Gideon. We cannot point our finger to it.
就感觉上有一些地方觉得不是很对劲，但是我们又确切指不出来错在哪里。
Because despite Gideon having the spirit of God on him.
因为我们看到就是即使说基甸是被神的圣灵充满。
Gideon right before he fight Midianites, he still seek ways to get out of the battle.
在米甸人和米甸人争战之前基甸呢也是想找各种的借口去不要去和米甸人争战。
Chapter 6:36, this is the test of the fleece, that's famous story.
在第六章的三十三节记载了这个关于这个毛绒这个试探的这一段。
The test of the fleece is when Gideon already received assurance from God that he will be the one God will use to fight against Midianite. But right before he fight Midianites, he wants another test and ask God if he is truly the one.
在当时他已经得到神的应许，神呼召他去和米甸人征战，他已经很清楚的有这个应许，但是在征战开战之前，他还是想向神去征求一个，要一个神迹，就是这个羊毛的一个神迹，来确认他确实应该去这样做。
The test of the feast is when he already received the Spirit of the Lord.
这个羊毛的这个试探，就是说他已经是有神的灵与他同在。他已经听到了神的呼召。
But he continued to doubt.
但是他一直心里边还有疑惑。
Continue to live in fear.
而且一直呢还是在恐惧中。
And there's another thing here.
我们看另一点。
When Gideon fight against Midianite.
当这个基甸和米甸在打仗征战的时候，
Let's read chapter 7.
我们一起来读第七章。
And verse 18.
第七章的十八节。
When I blow the trumpet, I and all who are with me, then blow the trumpets also on every side of the camp. This is fighting against Midianite, the enemy. And shout. Gideon asked the people to shout for the Lord and for Gideon.
在十八节这样说道，我和一切跟随我的人吹角的时候，你们也要在营的四围吹角，喊叫说耶和华和基甸的刀。
For the Lord and for Gideon.
耶和华和基甸的刀。
Why does it insert his own name next to God?
为什么他把他自己的名在和神的名在一起要大家 来呼喊？
This declaration seems innocent at times.
在当时看上去他这样的要求可能是看上去很简单很无辜。
But if we continue to read chapter 8, it becomes problematic.
当我们继续看第八章的时候我们看到有一些问题。
When you read chapter 8, it's a long chapter.
第八章是很长的一个章节。
Chapter 6 and 7, when you read chapter 6 and 7, it filled with story about how God interact with Gideon.
在第六章第七节我们读这个记载的时候我们看到神一直是和基甸有一些互动。
But when it comes to chapter 8,
当我们看到第八章的时候
it make no reference to God's involvement in the battle.
这里边没有任何一个地方提到神在这个征战过程中他有任何的和Gideon的互动。
Other than three places where Gideon mentioned about God, he's talked about God, but there's no mention about God's involvement in his battle.
这里边基甸提到了耶和华的名字三次，但只是在他的出现在他的评论中，但是没有讲到耶和华和基甸的那种互动。
And as you read the story of the battle, it becomes obvious that the more he fight, the more he is preoccupied with his personal feeling.
我们继续看这个，在他进行这个征战的过程中，他越征战，好像是他越在自己的那种个人的情感里边，在里边就是绕在其中。
The more he fight, the more he feel with personal vengeance.
他越来征战，越是想把他自己的个人的复仇作为征战的焦点。
The more Gideon battles, the more it is about himself, not about God.
那么这个基甸在越征战的过程中，这征战变成了关于他自己的成就，而不是关于神。
Chapter 7 verse 23。
第七章23节。
And the men of Israel were called out from Naphtali and from Asher and from all Manasseh. Then they pursued after Midian.
以色列人就从拿弗他利、亚舍和马拿西全地聚集来追赶米甸人。
If you remember, God reduced his army to 300 people.
我们大家再回想一下，当时神把他们的军队从32000人减到了300人。
God says 32,000 is too many. I want 300 so that when you win the battles, the credit go to God, not man.
神告诉他你的32000人太多了，神只给他，只要他用300人征战，这样人在赢了这个征战之后，不会说这些征战是因为我们人的缘故，而是因为耶和华帮助他们赢得了战争。
But in the middle of the fight, Gideon called more people to join.
但是在这个征战的过程中，基甸来叫了更多的人参加这个征战。
It's about his own strategy now.
我们这里看到了，这是基甸自己的他的策略，而不是神带领的。
It started with God's strategy.
是神的策略，而是他自己人的策略。
He ended up with his own strategy.
他遵循了他自己的策略。
He started with God's mission.
这个征战的开始是神的一个征战。
He ended up with his own personal vengeance.
最后呢，结果变成了他自己的复仇。
When we come to chapter 8:22, at the place where he says, I do not rule over you, my son will not rule over you, God rule over you. It sounds so good.
在第八章二十二节他讲到说，我不管理你们，我的儿子也不管理你们，这样听上去好像是很公义很好。
But then you,read immediately after 8:23, that he asked for a lot of things.
但是我们继续往下读，在八章二十三节后面继续读到，他又向这些人要很多东西。
He says, verse 24, he says, let me make a request of you, and he asked for earrings from the spoil.
基甸对他们说，我有一件事求你们，求你们个人将所夺的耳环给我。
And verse 26, the weight of the golden oil, earrings he requested was 1,700 shekels.
在26节记载到，基甸所要出来的金耳环重1700舍克勒金子。
1,700 shekels is 43 pounds, which is mostly a treasure fit for a king.
1700舍克勒的金子大概相当于43磅。或者是20公斤，那么这个量呢，是真正是一个国王拥有的量。
He doesn't want to be a king, but that's what he said.
他说，嘴上说他不想作为国王来统治这些以色列人。
But in reality, he treat himself with a gift like a king.
但是呢，在事实中，他做的是他对待他自己是一个国王的那个级别来对待自己。
He wanted the things that was used for the king of Midianites.
他想要那些对于米甸那些国王他们那些待遇，他要这同样的待遇。
And verse 21.
21节。
Chapter 8 verse 21.
八章21节。
It says, rise yourself and fall upon us, and as for the man is as his strength. And Gideon rose and killed Zeba and Zalmunna, and he took the crescent ornament that were on the neck of the camels.
西巴和撒母拿说，你自己起来杀我们吧，因为人如何，力量也是如何。基甸就起来杀了西巴和撒母拿，夺获他们骆驼项上戴着的月牙圈。
Right before he told people of Israel, I'm not going to be your king, he took the ornament belonging to the kings of Midianites.
在他在告诉这些以色列人说我不做你们王之前，他把这米甸人的王的这些他的特有的这些装饰他都要过来。
And later on he craft an effort.
那么在后来他造了一个以弗德。
Effort is a dress for the priest.
这个以弗德是一个专门给祭司穿的那种特殊的一个袍子。
So he created an effort and make it, that become an idol for people of Israel.
他做了这个以弗德之后，这个以弗德就变成了以色列人敬拜的一个偶像。
Yes, people don't bow down to Baal anymore, but they have a new idols in house.
虽然这个以色列民不再向巴利王去跪下敬拜，但是他们把他们这个敬拜转向了这个以弗德。
Verse 30.Now Gideon has 70 sons, his own offspring, for he had many wives.
30节记载到基甸有70个亲生的儿子，因为他有许多的妻。
In the old time, people don't have many wives. Like Abraham, he only have one.
在古时代，那些人并没有很多的妻子，亚伯拉罕也只有一个妻子。
But king,has many wives.
但是当时的国王有很多的妻子。
Even king of Israel later on treat himself with many wives.
那么在即使在以色列的东西后来的王也是有很多的妻。
So Gideon would say, I don't want to be a king, but give me the treasure of a king.
所以是基甸表面上嘴上说我不要做你们的王，但是把王所拥有的那些财宝给我。
I don't want to be a king, butI want to have many wives like a king.
他嘴上说我不想做你们的王，但是他实际上要了很多王所能够拥有的那些大量的妻子。
Gideon acted as if he is humble, but in actual action, he's stealing the glory of God.
在表面上，基甸看上去很谦卑，但是在事实上，他把神的荣耀偷来放在自己身上。
He started with knowing that he is humble.
他开始的时候看到自己是非常的卑微的。
He ended up with secretly treating himself like a king.
但是他最后的结局是他暗地里边把他自己用国王的待遇来对待自己。
He started with fighting idols at his hometown.
开始的时候他是把他的家乡就是在他的家乡里边的那些偶像都砸掉。
He ended up with creating another idols for his
但是在他后来呢，最后他竟然造了另外一个以弗德作为一个新的 idol.
In the beginning, he fight for God.
在开始的时候，他是为神征战。
In the end, he care more about himself.
在结局的时候呢，他更关心他自己。
He fight for himself.
他为他自己而征战。
In the beginning, every steps of the way you see God.Is guiding Gideon.
在开始的时候我们看到在基甸的每一步都是神在带领他。
At the end, he's guiding himself.
那么在后来的时候我们看到基甸是完全用他自己的策略，他自己带领自己。
He even have his own strategy.
他有他自己的策略。
They're going against God's strategy.
和神的策略是完全相反的。
As you can see,
我们可以看到
for GodAnd for Gideon, for the Lord and for Gideon, the phrase that they shout out, put himself, his own name next to God, is not as innocent as it sounds.
所以我们看到在记载到说为了耶和华的名和基甸的刀，他把他自己的名和神的名并排放在一起，看上去并没有像他当时看上去的那样的无辜。
Gideon is attempting to serve two masters.
所以这个基甸真正的心里面的想法是他要服侍两个主。
He want to serve God and he want to serve himself.
他要服侍神，他也要服侍他自己。
But no one can serve two masters.
但是没有人可以服侍两个主。
So Gideon ended up serving himself.
所以呢，最后的结局是基甸是只是服侍他自己。
He loved himself more than God.
他爱他自己远超过他爱神。
Instead of leading people to follow God, Gideon leads people to follow Gideon himself.
他本应带领神的民众去跟随神，但是结果是他带领这些民众去来跟随他自己。
How about you?
那么你是怎样的一个状况呢
？How about you and I?
你和我在这个世界中是怎样选择的呢
？How is the battle in your heart?
那么在我们心里面的征战是什么样子的呢
？Who do you serve?
我们来服侍哪个主
？What is your life?
你的生命中
，Are you seeking the kingdom of God or your own kingdom?
你是在服侍神的你是在寻求神的国度，还是在寻求你自己的国度
？Do you plan for God or do you plan for yourself?
你是为神的事工来做计划呢，还是为你自己的前途做计划
？Every day, your thought is it preoccupied with God or preoccupied with your own plan?
每天你的心思意念是以神为中心的呢，还是为你自己而中心呢
？Whom or what do you love the most?
你爱哪一个？更多呢？你更爱哪一个
？Is God your best love?
神是你的最爱吗
？Let us pray together. Let us stand and pray together.
让我们大家一起起立，一起来祷告。
Father, we want to ask that you will strengthen our strength.
亲爱的天父。我们请求你真是给我们力量。
The battle within us is so subtle.
在我们内心的这些征战真是非常的微妙。
The battle within Gideon was subtle.
当时基甸所面临的这个征战也非常的微妙。
We can't really point the finger to any point of his life to say that now he turned bad.
我们真是在看基甸的生平中，我们没有办法很清楚的指向某一点，说他那个时候就变坏了。
But we do see him turning away from you.
但是我们看到他的生命最后的是远离你。
His family will eventually become kings for Israel.
他的家族最后呢成为以色列的国王。
And Father, help us. Help us to serve you with the love for you alone.
神啊，请你帮助我们，让我们来够真是敬拜你，服侍你，然后我们唯一的敬拜的就是你。
Any attempt to serve another master will end up with hating and despising God.
我们不要去服侍两个主，而不要去变成了能够真是蔑视神。
We ask for your renewal. We ask for your redemption of our heart. We ask for your salvation.That we can love you the most.
我们是祈求你能够更新我们的心，能够救赎我们的心，能够让我们真是重新的能够重生得救。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's stand and we want to sing, 复兴圣节。
我们一起站立来唱复兴圣节这首歌。
And we pray that God will revive the holiness, separate us holy, to Him.
我们祷告求神能够真是复兴我们，复兴我们成为他的子民。
来，主求你复兴我心中的圣洁，为我找清洁的心，使我重新有真知的灵。主求你复兴我心中的圣洁， 将我分别为圣，做你珍贵荣耀器皿。我将身体献上当作活祭，一生做你圣洁的器皿。我将生命献上，为你而活，为你呼吸。我向神祭献上当作活祭，一生做你圣洁的器皿，一生传扬基督的生命。
副歌再来。
我将身体献上当作活祭，一生做你圣洁的器皿。我将生命献上，为你而活，为你呼吸。我将身体献上当作活祭，一生做你圣洁的器皿，一生传扬基督的生命。
会众请坐。
Please be seated.